broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. A news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch on this show, and we go through the looking glass and beyond places where other talk shows cannot go, will not go, would not go, and should not go. As we just march right over top of every dumbass on our way to final victory. I say that, I just was thinking, the Dallas Mavericks have beaten the Oklahoma City Thunder. Am I right when I say that that means they win the West?
I think so, man. I thought Oklahoma City had to go and they would win and go back.
What? All right, anyway, I know what you're saying. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Ed Schultz takes a swipe at Laura Ingraham, and now he's suffering the consequences. Joining us to discuss this, General Galen Shaw, in just a moment, who is a prominent progressive and a general, may try and succeed, by the way, where Wesley Clark failed as a liberal or at least a moderate candidate in the presidential elections. Coming up, before we do any of that, I would endeavor to play for you the important comments as they pertain to this story tonight, the Ed Schultz story. And first of all, what happened was that Ed Schultz made some comments on his radio show that were he was forced to, and I say what forced to. Ed apologized. Now, whether he was forced to or not, I think he did. I think it's a very heartfelt apology. He's going to take a week off from MSNBC. It's going to be an. He did that on his radio show on Tuesday in a monologue criticizing how the GOP has reacted to President Obama being overseas while Americans are suffering from tragic tornadoes. Schultz apologized on his. That's one of the. That's a real cheap political point, isn't it? When they did that to President Bush during the Iraq War, why are you golfing? I've never appreciated that. But then again, there is if you're not smart, if you're dumb, this is the swamp that one wallows in. You know, the people who are educated, they talk about economy and they talk about things that that matter. Nonetheless, Schultz went on to apologize on his MSNBC show tonight, saying his comments were inexcusable. Here. First off, is Ed Schultz on his radio program on Tuesday. He had some very harsh words for Laura.
President Obama, you see, she was back in the day praising President Reagan when he was drinking a beer overseas. But now that Obama's doing it, they're working him over.
Now on his show today, maybe on the radio show, I don't know if this is the TV or the radio show, here he is apologizing.
On my radio show yesterday, I used vile and inappropriate language when talking about talk show host Laura Ingraham. I am deeply sorry, and I apologize. It was wrong, uncalled for, and I recognize the severity of what I said. I apologize to you, Laura, and ask for your forgiveness.
Here he is talking a little bit more about this. Ed says there's no excusing what he said.
It doesn't matter what the circumstances were. It doesn't matter that it was on radio and I was ad-libbing. None of that matters. None of that matters. What matters is what I said was terribly vile and not of the standards that I or any other person should adhere to. I want all of you to know tonight that I did call Laura Ingraham today and did not make contact with her, and I will apologize to her as I did in the message that I left her today.
General Galen Shaw joining us now from Phoenix, Arizona. And General, you're a Ed Schultz supporter. You're a progressive. You're also a member of our a retired member of our military, and which makes you a little unique. I know Wesley Clark was a bit of a liberal, but tell me what you think of this entire this contretemps involving Ed Schultz.
Well, Phil, I'll tell you the first thought that I had when I heard that Ed had maybe put his foot in his mouth a little bit, I thought he's a decent man. I've known Ed Schultz for a long time. He's a very decent man, and I think when you heard the apology, and one of the things that you didn't do there. That I was a little hoping that you might do is play the part of the apology where his voice did break a little bit. He was emotional.
No, that's true. I'll make note of that. He was crying, especially when he mentioned his wife and family.
I think he showed that he's at heart a decent man. And he was ad-libbing, and he was saying something, Bill, that I think the words were very harsh, but I think you ask yourself, well, in the context of what Ed was saying, in the sense of the word, that I think a lot of people know that word, but we don't know what he was referring to.
He was talking about the... well, I don't... frankly, it was a very sloppy thing to say. It had nothing to do with morality. It was... she was talking about the...
Well, what does it have to do with what a lot of these right-wing hosts say, and they get away with it? And Rush Limbaugh gets away with murder on his program, and no one calls him to account. And I think it's unfair that Ed... And I think that Ed is a good... I know that he didn't do the right thing. He should never have used that kind of language. He should never have used that kind of language. But you look at Laura Ingraham, as I have over the years, and I don't know why.
And wait. Are you saying that Ed Schultz should have apologized or not?
I most certainly am saying...
Did he say something that was inexcusable?
I am absolutely agreeing with you, Bill.
Let me ask you something else here. You know, because it sounds to me like you are trying to defend him.
No, I'm simply trying to bring to your attention and the attention of your listeners the nature of a very good man, Ed Schultz. And again, he wept openly on the broadcast. He was emotionally very distraught, and I wonder how well the conservatives would...
I know both of them. I like both of them.
You know who?
I know Randy Rhodes, and I know Stephanie Miller, and I like them both on the air.
All right, well, let's just say that it was someone that didn't know them, like, and they'd spread for anything that came down the road. What do you think conservatives would say to Glenn Beck? They'd probably say, good going. And
no, they wouldn't. They wouldn't say... I don't know what anybody, what any individual... It would be inexcusable.
But, yeah, that's what I was going to ask. What would you say?
I'd say it was inexcusable.
All right, well, I use the name Glenn Beck, and I know that you don't like him anyway. But
no, it would be... If it was somebody that I like, Glenn, and I like... all right, Rush, if he said it, I would say it was inexcusable. All right, it's something that you can't say.
I agree with you, but I find it difficult to believe that, as liberals are on their people. And
why?
I beg your pardon?
Why?
I think it stands to reason that the conservative male is more prone to... And hold on, Phil, and I don't want you to jump all over me. Don't you think the conservative male is more prone to that kind of misogyny than a liberal male is? Liberals stand against misogyny. Conservatives believe that women have a limited place. And
conservatives believe the women... You know, I don't know where you get that. The conservatives, the Republicans, ran a woman for president... at least she was in the running in the 1960s, Margaret Chase Smith, before I ever heard of any female from the Democrats doing it.
Have you ever heard of Helen Gahagan Douglas?
Well, she ran for the Senate. I don't know that she had a national campaign, but nonetheless, I don't know that there's a record of conservatives. You know, you're talking about conservatives are misogynistic, correct?
No, I'm just saying it would make more sense. Now, I don't know why Ed said what he said. The jury is out.
There's no jury out on anything, General. There's no jury out on anything. What Ed said was wrong. It had nothing to do with subject at hand, which was Obama traveling overseas and not being here for the people who are victimized by the tornadoes. This is something people have talked about for years. Why are presidents having vacations when this is going on? Why is the president over here when something else is going on over there? People take the travels of a president and twist and turn them to the political advantage that they can every single time. They did it to President Bush when he was at his ranch. They did it to President Bush when he was playing around the golf. They've done it to every president. It's easy. It's an easy shot.
Well, so you're saying that then you are agreeing with Ed.
What for saying that? If Ed had said to Laura, you know, Laura, why don't you back off? Why you're an opportunist or you're a hypocrite? What was wrong and had nothing to do with what it was she was saying?
We don't know because, you know.
Do you think that what Ed Schultz did was wrong or right?
I think it was wrong. It was dead. Is a unfortunate thing.
Is it wrong? Was it wrong of Ed Schultz to say that Laura Ingraham was this word?
It was very unfortunate. And
so you're not. So in other words, you don't think it was wrong.
I didn't say that, Phil.
Well, you're not. You don't want to come. Why are you defending this man?
I'm not defending Ed Schultz at all. I'm pointing out something, and it is that he's a decent man. And the entire right-wing establishment has been having a field day today, lifting their legs to this man's life, family, work. He is a Christian man. There's nothing about Ed Schultz that people have not delighted in soiling. And they have used this man as a repository and depository for night soil. All day. I've already answered your question.
No, you haven't answered the question. You said that it was unfortunate.
Isn't that saying that he's wrong?
No, I didn't hear you say it.
I'm not going to be pressed into saying. I told you that I think what he said. I think what he did and what he said couldn't have been said better.
Well,
I absolutely have answered your question. And
no, you haven't. You haven't condemned him at all.
I've condemned him about as much as conservatives condemned Limbaugh when he is calling, when he's using these monkey comparisons.
He's never used any monkey compare. What are you talking about, Limbaugh or just regular stuff?
Regular stuff? What do you mean regular stuff? And as soon as I hear apologies for those, then maybe we can get back to talking about Ed Schultz.
All right, so you haven't said what he said was bad. Why? Because she was criticizing President Obama for his travels overseas while people are suffering here at home from the tornadoes. I got a lot of things that I criticize Obama for, but I'm not going to go down the road that the liberals used against President Bush. They did the same thing to Bush when they said he was playing golf during the war, and he's going down to the ranch because there's other stuff going on. I can't do that. I'm not going to do that. It's a cheap shot. And there is General Shaw, who will not admit to it. 877-876-PHIL. Is it enough for General Shaw to simply say it was an unfortunate thing to say, or is he covering up for Ed Schultz? 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. With me is General Galen Shaw as we talk about Ed Schultz, the talk show host, who is a liberal and holds forth not only on his own radio show but also on MSNBC. Yesterday on his radio show, he called Laura Ingraham, who is a prominent conservative host, and is prominent on television for criticizing President Obama's travels to Europe in the midst of these tornadoes. You know, Ed Schultz is a friend of yours, General Galen Shaw, joining us. And you are a liberal, and he is a liberal, and I'm hearing you make excuses here.
Well, I know.
But it's about as low as it gets.
It's a very low comment to make about any woman. And I think that when Ed stood there in front of everyone and was trying to apologize, he doesn't get any points for crying. He doesn't...
You know what? You sound very partisan to me. This is what I'm talking about. You sound... This is a... You're sort of in liberal attack mode here along with Ed. It's very, very typical. And we have a patriot line here in our show. And
well, I've heard your patriot line, and I can tell you that I have been in the United States Army for 41 years, and I fought for this country. So you're not going to take that man's career, his livelihood, his image, his reputation, and hang it from a tree as if it's a lynched runaway slave. And I think that Ed Schultz is being treated like one. And
are you kidding me? You're going to use an analogy like that?
I'm not using the analogy. I'm saying...
Yes, you are. You just said that he's being treated like a runaway slave. I mean...
Well, Phil, this man made a comment about Laura Ingraham. Who's she? I never heard of her. I wouldn't know if I tripped over her in the dark. And
she's a very, very prominent personality. She's as prominent as Ed Schultz, if not more so. And she has opinions, just like Ed does, and they happen to run afoul on the air.
Yes, and I think that it was a bad thing to do. And
but do you...
Possibly... And
that's got nothing to do with it. Like I said, this is you guys on the liberal side of the ball now, you know, slippery and sliming around and trying to find every excuse in the book not to call a spade a spade. And that.
Well, I like how the word spade comes out of your mouth just as easy as you please. Thank you for term.
There's nothing racial about what I just said. That's an old saying. And what I'm telling you is that this guy Schultz, who apologized, who said he was sorry, you don't think he should have had to have said those things.
I believe that he offered to take a week off. I just would like to know, when are we going to see the conservatives apologize for calling some of these women that Jan Brewer, the governor of Arizona, you referred to her once as an alcoholic.
Well, she's a conservative.
Well, it doesn't make any difference. You know, she could be all right, let's take a liberal then. All of the people...
It's just to me, General Shaw, you don't want to hear your good friend Ed Schultz apologize for this. You think that this guy is better than this. You think that he's a guy that's been dealt a bad hand.
I think what we're doing here, Phil, is violating Ed Schultz. Because the conservatives have demanded that someone's head be on a platter. And a grandfather and a father and a decent man.
Oh, come on. You know.
No, I'm not. No, you're not going to get me to condemn this decent, good man. Okay, thank you. You could have just blown the whole thing off. But instead, they want to drag it out and drag it out.
It is a brutal thing to call a woman. He apologized. Do you back him up?
I will always back up Ed Schultz when he does something right.
And was it right for him to apologize?
I never said it was wrong.
You don't want to say that it was the right thing to do. Apologize.
I am not going to do it because you're telling me to do it.
877-876-PHIL. Like I said, this is the liberal attack mode as usual. 877-876-PHIL, the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
World famous Phil Hendry Show here. Welcome back. On the line with me is General Galen Shaw and the retired general from Washington, D.C., now in Phoenix, Arizona. We're talking about, and by the way, what's a liberal doing in Phoenix?
I've been down in Phoenix, Arizona. We've been vacationing down here for many, many years, so you might ask it the other way around. What are the conservatives doing here?
Well, it's a conservative state for a lot of years.
Well, I understand that, but I'm just simply saying to you that we've had a home here for at least since the late 1960s, so don't tell me that I'm not allowed to be here.
I'm just funning you a little bit here, General, so take it easy, okay?
Well, I know that, but you've been carrying the banner here for Laura Ingraham, you know, and let me go back to something that we're saying.
I'm not carrying the banner for Laura Ingraham here, General. I'm carrying the banner, if you will, if you want to talk about somebody carrying a banner, for just a decent conversation. If we're going to have a decent conversation, you know.
Look, let me put it to you this way. The Republicans and the conservatives have made almost a living out of their misogyny and making fun of whips. If you look at the way they carry themselves, if you look at the kind of women that they have put in front of the American people.
And what is that supposed to mean? What are you talking about now? Who? Give me an example.
Well, this woman Palin, every time I turn around, they've got a shot of her with the legs and... Did they not have a picture of her in a bikini?
You know, all that stuff of Palin was photoshopped, and all. You know, I'm really surprised that you, General, are going to take the bait on a lot of that photoshopped stuff that she's wearing a bikini.
Well, and this Bachman, too. She's trying to look like a piece of tail. Tell me that she isn't trying to make herself look like she's the fantasy of every 12-year-old on a skateboard, which I think is pretty pathetic.
But Michelle Bachman?
Yeah, you know, I like the way you say that. Michelle Bachman? You don't know what I'm talking about, huh?
I don't understand, because that's what they look like.
That's about what I'm saying, yes.
That had nothing to do with what he was talking about, though. Okay? That had nothing to do with what he was talking about. That had to do with the fact that, I told you what it had to do with, that woman was not commenting on anything having to do with her sexual mores. It wasn't about her. It was about, you know, Obama.
Let me tell you something, Phil. I have a very... And by the way, I haven't taken one phone call here. Are all of your conservatives afraid of me?
No, they're not afraid of you. The reason why is I'm doing just fine, okay?
No, you're not doing fine. I think your people are afraid of me because of what I'm saying. This decent man, this grandfather, apologized and did so through tears. Meanwhile, this Ingraham, or whatever her name is, disparaged him, his radio show, his career, and everything he stands for. I think she even said he was a legless man.
And a legless man, huh?
I think so.
Well, I didn't hear that at all. All right, General, I will tell you this much. This is the end of it. We won't hear any more about it.
Well, I wish that we would hear more about it because Ed Schultz is going to be out of a job for a week. And he did so because he is a good man and took himself off the air.
No, this will be the end of this. I don't think there's going to be anything more to say about this. And I will simply say, I don't think that Ed Schultz is going to go back on what he said. He apologized. And I don't think you are going to do yourself any good at all by holding this ridiculous line. Okay? So.
Now, what line is that?
Saying that Ed Schultz is wrong.
I said that he was wrong.
No, you didn't. I asked you, is he wrong?
And I said that he was.
All right, I'll ask you again. Is he wrong?
I already said that.
No, you didn't say he was wrong. You said he made a mistake. Was he wrong?
He was.
Yes or no?
Was. All right.
What?
I want you to relax first. Are you relaxed?
Yes, I'm relaxed.
Well, I'm hearing a lot of tension, and
I'm relaxed.
Ask me the question again, please. All right, now let me explain something. When you said that, I could hear your voice going, there was almost as if it was too dry. So there's still tension.
And oh, come on. Not
more than Ed Schultz ever did in this last 15-minute period.
You don't want to answer me.
Well, Ed Schultz has paid as, I think he's paid more than any man could pay for anything short of Jesus Christ himself. He wept. He prayed. He cried.
Didn't pray.
Yes, he most certainly did. I thought I saw him pray.
No, he did not pray.
And I believe that if Ed Schultz feels that he should say that he's sorry, then that's what he did, and he'll have to live with that.
Well, that to me is about as clear a statement as I've heard. You don't approve of his apology.
I didn't say that.
No, you haven't said anything. You haven't said a thing. And I think that is, that's not liberal attack mode. That's the liberal slime mode. Thanks a lot there, General. For nothing. General Galen Shaw not giving me any answers at all there about Ed Schultz. But anyway, he did apologize. All right, we'll be back on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We have a news and information hour expanded here this evening. Lots of stuff to talk about, including the suspect in the Gabrielle Giffords shooting who's been deemed incompetent to stand trial. One look at that ugly mug on that freak, and I suppose we could have guessed that, but who knows? We don't know whether these guys are playing or not. We'll be back with more. Our news and information commentary hour with Robert and Bud and the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. For Patriots, by Patriots. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
Well, welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show here, 877-876-PHIL. And behind me on our video cast on Phil TV and HD, there's a weather map, and there's all the tornado stuff right there.
Yeah, I found that on the Weather Channel.
Yeah, good for you, man. You know, okay.
Big deal, man. That's all it is. What do you call it, a website?
Yeah, that's what it's called, a website. Wow.
You don't know what a website is? Yeah, I know what it is, but that's not the Weather Channel.
It's not the Weather Channel, but he's right, it is a website, but there it is. And what it shows you there is there are two red rectangles that represent the really severe tornado weather that still is hampering that part of the country. And you see it kind of across Louisiana. It's going up right through the middle of Mississippi. It goes up right through the dead center, it looks like, of Tennessee, dead center of Kentucky, and then sort of spreads a little bit up into Ohio. So, I mean, this is a pretty significant. Can you imagine driving through this area, you know? And
why would you be driving there?
I drove through there at least two times, man. I drove through there on my way to Florida.
What are you talking about?
I drove from Minnesota, if you look at that map, Minnesota all the way down to Miami, and I went right through that whole area. And the area that I went through, when I went through there, it was in the middle of the wintertime, and it was freezing, dude. It was freezing cold, and there were a couple of problems with ice and a number of things. This was one of the coldest winters we'd had on record in the United States. I'll never forget, I left Minneapolis. And ask me if I was happy leaving Minneapolis in the middle of an bitingly, just freezing-ass winter.
Were you happy?
No.
Yeah, you were, man.
I'm kidding. Yes, I was. Of course I was happy. Why wouldn't I be happy? But what happened was that I split, and it's freezing, man. And so I'm driving down, and I get to Chicago, and it's freezing in Chicago. And gradually it begins to warm up a little bit, get to Indianapolis. Then finally we got into, I forget where it started to warm up, but it wasn't until I got to Atlanta, I think, man, because there was ice all over the road. Atlanta or maybe a little bit of southern Georgia before things started to really warm up. And then when I got to Miami, I thought I was in heaven, you know.
Yeah, you are laying on a beach and all your Cuban girl and everything like that.
Say that again?
Yeah, what did you say, man?
I said you're laying on a beach and a Cuban girl.
I'm laying on the beach on a Cuban girl.
Yeah. Didn't that you do?
No, that's not what I did. What are you, an idiot or something, man?
Well.
No, not well, anything.
Well, that's what you wanted to do.
Maybe. I happen to have been with a friend of mine, okay? The last thing I was thinking about was laying on the beach on a Cuban girl.
Yeah, more like...
Shut up. In any event, I got down there. It was warm. It was sweet, baby. It was sweet. That's a rough part of the country to live in. Just take a look at that on our weather map there. I say ours. It actually belongs to the Weather Channel. But,
stop moving.
What?
Stop moving.
Well, then punch the animation button again, you knucklehead.
Yeah, I gotta go. You want to have that move so everybody can see it?
Yeah, there it is. So, in any event, it's a... see, yeah, there it is. It's moving now, bud. You happy?
Yeah, well, it looks better if it can move.
That's that Doppler weather. But you can see that is a pretty rugged area of the country in terms of weather. I wonder if it has anything to do with the fact that there on one side is the Appalachian Mountains and on the other side is whatever the hell is on the other side.
Oh, it looked like the ocean.
Yeah.
I know it's the ocean, man. I'm talking about there's the coastal plain there, the eastern seaboard, as they call it, and then you get there into the interior. Anyway. That's the way that's looking, and I wanted to give you some kind of an update, because, you know, this is a drag, and I want to say something else, and I don't mean to be, people are going to think I'm being, I just want to say this, and I'm, and how do I put this?
I don't know, what are you going to say?
Hold on, man. When a guy goes on television, like Anderson Cooper, and he stands there in front of, okay, the wrecked house, just as he did not too long ago and stood in front of, all right, the ruined building in Haiti, just as he did when he went down to Egypt and stood there with the crowd of crazy people. And, you know, there comes a time, man, when all you people at CNN are doing is you're just sending this guy on different and varied sorts of vacations or something. I realize he's not vacationing. I understand that. But what reporting is he doing? Would you mind telling me? I mean, what reporting is Anderson Cooper doing?
Well, I mean, he's telling people about how everything, you know, all the stuff that went on.
He's telling people about all the stuff that went on.
Yeah, he's telling you if the people are in the houses, everything.
Well, what are you talking about, man? I mean, every time I see this guy, here's what I got. This is, and check this out, because I'm telling you, you know, there's a lot to this thing that we were talking to General Shaw about. If it could have been under the Bush presidency, and there is Anderson Cooper, and he's saying, boy, I'll tell you, and the people are having a hard time. Of course they're having a hard time. And they can't find their loved ones. Yes, that's a tragedy. And, you know, and they had to wait 6 days, and they had to fill out this paperwork. Well, now, wait a minute, man. Are you now beginning to sound the same sort of plaintive tone that you sounded with Hurricane Katrina? What are you doing now, you know? Because I will tell you this, and I have never reported from a disaster scene. I've lived in a few. my last apartment. But,
are you being funny about it?
Hey, man, I ain't being funny, so back off. What I'm saying is, there comes a time when I get it. So you were in Haiti. Boy, is it bad, and a lot of people need help. Yes. And now you're in America. Boy, is it bad, and a lot of people need help. Yes. And then you're in Katrina. Boy, is it bad, and a lot of people need help. Now, the only thing different to say in any of those situations, if you're an Anderson Cooper, who, in my opinion, is not very good, and I recognize I probably don't know my ass from a hole in the ground, and there's all kinds of heavy hitters out there that think this cat just is, you know, oh, fantastic, you know.
Well, I mean, you know, Anderson Cooper, his mom is Gloria Vanderbilt.
So what, man? How does that make the guy a great reporter?
She made jeans and everything.
Yeah, uh-huh. Go ahead.
Yeah, what else? Oh, you're agreeing with him? No, but what does that got to do with it?
Yeah, so she made jeans, and then what else?
She made jeans, and she had him, too. I'm not saying that making jeans is good.
You're not saying that making jeans is good. Why don't you sit down, man?
How about laying down, man? Yeah, you'd like to lay down.
All right, just easy, will you? What I'm saying is, but shut up. What are you all impressed with Anderson Cooper for?
Because his mom's Gloria Vanderbilt.
So what, man? First thing about this guy, I think he knocked it out of the ballpark doing a couple of things early on before he got onto CNN. I don't know what the hell he did. Was he the host of a show or something? Anyway, make a long story short, every time there's a bad scene, a bad disaster, something really, you know, ugly, and I appreciate that, there's Anderson Cooper, and he's telling me it really sucks, and there's children that are hurt, and I get it, and I understand, and I want to help, and I want to give money, 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 money. That's what I want to do. And, of course, you guys know what happens when we give our money, 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 don't you? We give our money, 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 and we never see it again. Nothing gets better. People are dying. Crap doesn't get built. Sean Penn goes down there and tells us what a freaking genocidal episode it is, and we didn't do enough. And, you know, we are living, ladies and gentlemen, in a this is almost as if it is a constructed or it's planned. Remember the days when they used to talk about planned obsolescence? This is planned catastrophe. It's like never-ending impotence. There's nothing we can do. Well, let's give more money. We just need money. Money. In the middle of a recession, in the middle of a lot of people having hard times on their own, Americans are generous. We give money. We gave money after 9/11. We gave money after Katrina. We gave money for the Haiti thing. We gave money for this, and we gave money for that. We're giving money, money, money until you don't want to have any money. Until money doesn't mean anything anymore. Never makes it better. Never gets to the people it's supposed to get to. Sooner or later, there's a corrupt government somewhere. It all goes to hell in a handcart. Somehow we get blamed. I was struck by something the other day. I was struck by this. I was looking at a news operation of some kind. Oh, I know what it was. I was looking at American sailors, and it was right after the coal. But there were American sailors and American service people in the Middle East, and they were interacting with Arab children in much the way that we saw them doing that during the Iraq War. Remember in the Iraq War, we'd see our young men and women giving candy, or they'd be, you know, handing out, I remember them handing out soccer balls, you know, and athletic equipment. And I recall seeing them doing the same thing, only this was prior to 9/11. And I looked at these Americans doing what, throughout my whole life, ever since I was a little kid, I've seen Americans do when we go overseas. I understand that that's, I guess, the propaganda. But you know what? It is true that we have given a lot of ourselves to peoples of other countries. And I'm not talking about foreign aid. I mean just regular out-of-our-pocket giving. And then 3 or 4 years later, not the coal, it was actually that year, comes 9/11. And this murderous assault. And I thought, boy, you know, there we were being the kind of dumb schmucks that we are. And yeah, I'm sure there's this serious underpinning of American intrigue and blowback. But on the surface, here we are, just a bunch of chumps. We're the ones that get hit. When I say we, I mean you guys, the American people. You're the ones that suffer. You give. And what do you get back? You got a plane into a boat. 3,000 people are dead. You know, And we do that. Now, that's got nothing to do with what's happening in the Midwest, but I am saying this. We are in this cycle of stuff's really bad, stuff's really bad, stuff's really bad. We got to help, we got to help, got to help, got to help, got to blame, got to blame, got to blame. Don't ever let it happen again. Don't ever let it happen again. Stuff's really bad, stuff's really bad. You know what I mean?
Yeah. As long as they're going to be tornado, man, that's what people are going to say.
Well, why don't they get something new to say, man, after the tornadoes and the hurricanes? Get something new to say. I got a new one for you there, Anderson. How about this? This sucks, and the government's doing everything that it can. Obviously, we need to make some adjustments in our emergency planning. There is a long wait, but look at these people working as hard as they can. The president's going to do what he can, but no, man, that doesn't play. So he's got to come up with the same broken record, which is, look at all the failure, 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 failure. It's tornadoes. What do you want me to say? There's death. It's horrible, you know. And we gotta do things better. There's no question about it. Maybe we can build better. Maybe we can plan our emergency services better. But what do you got to get in there, Cooper? Every bloody time, man. Every time with you, it's somebody's fault, somebody's fault. Tragic, tragic, tragic. And then you get in your airplane and you fly back to your gig in New York. You suck, man.
I'll say he does.
Got nothing to do with how he's, you know, living his life. All right, we'll be back on a world-famous Phil Henry Show with more. Our News and Information Hour coming up next with Robert and Bud and me. On the world-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com.
What about Oprah Winfrey?
Phil Henry.
Hell with her, man.